The funeral oration. A year after the war began, Pericles was asked to give a speech honoring the soldiers who had died in the war. Pericles's speech became known as the funeral oration. The speech did more than just honor the soldiers. It also praised Athens and its form of government. Some believe Aspasia wrote the speech. It reveals Aspasia's understanding of Athenian culture and her wisdom. Just imagine Aspasia at home one evening, looking upon the people from her balcony, seeking inspiration for a speech that would honor dead warriors and their grieving families. She rushes to her table to write the words that would heal the wounds of war. Imagine Pericles and Aspasia reading her text, then excitedly rewriting it together. The Athenian people proudly received the funeral oration from Pericles. Their fallen heroes were honored. The people of Athens also praised Pericles for his leadership in a time of war. Feature Box, a famous speech. Let me say that our system of government does not copy the institutions of our neighbors. It is more the case of being a model to others than of our imitating anyone else. Our constitution is called democracy because power is in the hands not of a minority, but of the whole people. From Pericles's funeral oration. Neither Pericles nor Aspasia could have imagined what would happen next. A horrible plague broke out in Athens. People became feverish and violently sick. There was no sanitation or sewage systems like there are today, and the disease spread like wildfire. It was a perilous time for the Athenian people. Many citizens and soldiers were stricken. Almost a third of the population of Athens died. Pericles's sons from his first wife contracted the disease and died. Caption: Athens' food supply, brought by barges during wartime, carried the disease and was the cause of the outbreak.